LEX 18 presents a podcast with hot takes, hot topics, with your hosts, Megan Mannering and Evelyn Schultz. This is Hot Mike.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mike. This is our first episode of 2026.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I can't think of a better way to ring in the new year than with you by my side, Evie, here in the Hot Mike studio.
I love this place.
It feels good. Fosters optimism.
Totally.
Dare I say.
It does. And this was, I told you this last episode, this was my one of my favorite things I did in 2025. So we're carrying it into a new year.
Can you believe we've been doing this for, it's like four months now?
I think, yeah.
I know.
It's been fun.
It's been a good time. Today, we have no guests. We have no notes, actually.
No plan.
If you look at Evie's paper, there are no
notes
on that.
It's a blank, hot mic.
But you know, maybe that's the energy that we're bringing into this episode.
Like a blank slate?
Blank slate.
Oh, I love that.
That one song. Da, 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 da.
Oh, Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah.
Open up the dirty window.
Open up the dirty window.
Release your inhibitions.
The rest is still unwritten.
That's what we're doing this year. 2026.
Let's talk about 2025 real quick.
Yeah, a little recap.
Push it behind us.
First off, did you have a good Christmas?
I had a great Christmas.
Good.
It did feel a little bit like the plot of Four Christmases there for a while because we were all over the place. Last Friday, I left straight from work, drove to South Carolina for my boyfriend's mom's Christmas. Did that for a couple days. Then we came back to Lexington, and then we did Christmas with his dad and aunt in Richmond. And then we drove up to North Central Indiana for my family, and then I hightailed it back on Saturday to work the weekend for Kaylee Randall. So we were all over the
place.
But it was good because we got to see everybody. That's what the holidays are all about, getting together, sharing and making memories. And the little kids, I've talked about this before, but the nieces and nephews, which I have learned there's a name for that, niblings. Did you know that?
Like niece and nephew, like sibling, like
it's
a play
like
on
siblings,
nibblings.
But nibblings, yeah.
That's so cute.
The nibblings, I'm going to start using that.
So cute.
They were awesome and hilarious and just so fun to watch them open their gifts. And
you
get
made
so excited.
The girls' jackets, didn't you?
Yeah, and they were really cute. Okay, so for the, I have three nieces, two of them, I made these cutie little denim jackets, and they had, I like ironed on letters and cute patches on the back with their names, Tate and Nesty.
Did they love them?
They love them, but I will say nothing grounds you more than giving a gift to a little kid on Christmas because, you know, like I'd been working on those. I was so excited.
Yeah.
They opened it. They're like, oh, yay, this is so cute. And then threw it to the side and went to go
corner.
Open the next gift.
Mm-hmm.
So it just reminds you that
you're not that special.
No, humbles you.
Sometimes gift giving, I think, with little kids is more for the adults.
Definitely.
It's like what we think is cute and fun.
Yeah.
And also, just to clarify, your third niece didn't get one because she's still
I don't know that
infant.
They make jean jackets for like babies.
She's so tiny still.
Yeah, and I don't think she would care at all.
Her time will come.
She did get some gifts, but I don't think she opened anything.
She's not aware really of
she was just sleeping and like snuggling with everybody the whole time.
That's so fun.
How was your Christmas?
It's actually funny you bring up babies because
you're pregnant.
No. No.
But that would be crazy to make that announcement.
That would
on
be
Hot
how
Mike.
I announced it on Hot Mike. No, my sister. We were all so my family came in. I have three younger sisters. None of them are married yet. My parents came, my husband's parents came in. He's an only child. So, just our two immediate families.
All under your roof?
Parents stayed at a hotel and my sister stayed at our house.
Wow.
And we're sitting around on Christmas Day. I forget what we were doing. We'd already opened presents and people were working on a puzzle and stuff. And my sister goes, you know what this thing needs? A baby. And I was like, okay, girl, get on it.
Get on it.
But you know, I do think that once you're like the siblings, like the, we were children, now we're adults. So maybe we feel like let's judge this thing up a little bit. We need some new energy in here.
Yeah. It kind of takes a dip after a while. Like I'm the youngest of everybody in my family. And so I was the last person to graduate from the kids table, and I'm almost 30.
Mm-hmm.
But having some fresh meat in there livens things up.
Keeps things exciting.
And then if there's drama going on with the adults, which, you know, there's always like the little family dynamics and stuff. It's so nice to have a distraction.
Yeah.
Just see what chaos the kids are getting into.
Totally.
We had family pictures taken the morning that we did Christmas. And
professionally?
Yeah, we had like a local photographer come to the house just for like 30 minutes. It sounds fun in theory, but I think anybody out there with little kids or, you know, toddlers in their family, like wrangling, mm-hmm. getting everybody to look at the camera at the same time.
No crying.
No one picking their nose. My 2-year-old niece has a thing right now where like she won't get her fingers out of her belly button. They actually like
relatable.
I guess
just kidding.
The daycare will like put band-aids on her belly button every day. But anyway, so you're like navigating all of that, like get your fingers out of your nose and your belly button and look at the camera and smile and do it at the same time.
Have you seen them yet?
No, I don't know if there's a single photo where everybody's looking at the camera. I felt bad for the photographer.
They can work magic though with a little Photoshop. They can figure that out.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see them. And you're wearing a very cute Christmas present.
Well, thank you.
I love that dress. Very cute.
My mom got this for me from the Loft. And you know, what shoes would you wear with this? For our listeners, I'm wearing like a long, like an ankle length mesh
dress. I think you're wearing the perfect boot.
Would you wear boots?
Like a knee-high boot? I think you could do a booty or a boot.
Okay.
Me, I would wear my slippers because you know that's what I do to work. I wear my cute outfits and then my slippers.
I always love seeing what you are wearing when I get into work, mm-hmm. when you're nearing the end of your shift.
It's so funny because like you could be feeling really cute and confident about, like I could be feeling cute and confident about my outfit, and I don't want anyone to see below my knee because I'm probably wearing like socks pulled up to my mid calf and my
your legs
cozy
are like
shoes.
Pasty and dry. Mm-hmm.
We hide a lot underneath the anchor desk. So
it's always an issue when they want us to do those standing shots where you can see the full bod.
My slippers are always showing. Maybe that's a good New Year's resolution is to wear proper footwear.
Yeah.
When I anchor.
But also comfort is important too.
Totally.
And, you know, we need to relate to our viewers.
Who might be wearing slippers at home.
Totally. I like what you're wearing. I've seen you wear this before. We love a velvet moment.
We do, and this is kind of the season that you can wear your velvet.
Definitely.
We're very coordinated.
Yeah.
Teal.
I love
colors.
That.
I love it. Very cute.
What'd you get for Christmas?
So my husband and I, we didn't really do a lot of presents this year. We did stocking stuffers because we're planning a trip in the spring. So we're saving our money for that. Our Italy trip.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really trying to save. So we said no big presents, stocking stuffers. It's actually funny. I got him a candle. He got me a candle and we both liked the candle. We got the other person better. So
really?
We just traded candles.
Aww.
but other than that, you know, just some practical things. We did a family gift exchange and, I got some kind of food items that are fun, some fancy olive oil. I told you that before.
We've talked
I love
at
my
length
fancy
about
olive
fancy
oil.
Olive oil.
But yeah, it was a really nice Christmas and not a ton of clutter at the end of it all, which I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Cannoli got some good presents.
What did Cannoli get?
He got a tug toy. He got two various octopus toys. Kind of a shape of an octopus. He got a can of squeeze cheese for dogs.
I didn't know they made that.
They do. It's for like to fill up toys and stuff. But I've just been squeezing it on the floor for him just to eat a little snack here and there. So he had a good Christmas. Yeah, it was really good. But it's the point where you wrap up Christmas. Everyone loves Christmas. But now I'm ready for a clean house.
I couldn't agree more.
A fresh start. Less cookies.
Yeah.
I've sort of been eating thousands of calories of cookies a day.
Like the month of overindulgence, you know. I've eaten so much fast food.
Well, you've been on the road.
Yes. I traveled every weekend. Actually, there was some drama at the end of my Christmas. I haven't shared with you yet because we haven't talked. Hot Mike, you're hearing it first. So, but everything was smooth. I've put like 4,000 miles on my car.
Your new car?
I just got it in October. I save
4,000 miles already?
I know. It's been nuts. I save money like all year to buy a new car. I've been in a Volkswagen Beetle. And I get this Toyota RAV4. Love. I'm putting all these miles on. I'm traveling all over the place. Oh, no, no issues. I dropped my boyfriend off at the airport on Saturday before I drove from my parents back to Lexington to work. And I'm on 465.
Mm-hmm.
You know 465.
Oh, I do.
It's like a racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Like six lanes. I'm going it's 80 curving. Miles an hour. Yeah, it's a nut house. I'm going 80 miles an hour. I'm in the far right lane. And a pickup truck in the lane to my left apparently didn't see me.
Oh, no.
And merged into my car. And I swerved the opposite way, but I swerved so hard that my car then, like, turned back the other way. So I hit him again. It was really scary.
That's terrifying.
I know. I was screaming.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm bummed about my car, obviously.
So the car is totaled?
No, it's not totaled. Oh, okay. The airbags didn't go off. But the driver's side is all banged up. So I'm dealing with insurance and doing that whole thing. And then my driver's side door makes this like god awful noise when I open it. So a big bummer. You know, not a great way to end the holidays. But I will say, had I been in my bug,
because that was a much smaller.
Much, much smaller. A bug versus a pickup truck on the highway going 80 miles an hour. I don't know.
And was the other driver okay, too?
Yep, he was okay. His truck wasn't that messed up. Uh-huh. And he stopped and you know, we've got it all figured out and everything. But it happened on a stretch of 465 that's right over the White River.
Yeah.
So we were like on a bridge.
Uh-huh.
One of my most irrational fears, maybe not that irrational, is driving into a body of water.
So you were
my mind
out.
Heavy was racing.
How long did it take to deal with everything there?
The cop came in within like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Stink,
it happens. Though. It happens. But yeah, it was a crazy way to end the holidays.
Leave that in the old year.
I'm leaving it. Leaving it at the junkyard. Well, not really, because I still need to drive that car.
Will that car get repaired, or are you going to get a new?
It'll get repaired.
Okay.
Yeah.
That actually kind of happened to me not long after I got an old vehicle that I had. Mm-hmm. A few months after I bought it, I got rear-ended. And the car was never really the same, even though I... But that won't be the case for your car.
Yeah.
Your car will be better.
Sure. Okay.
Not to be a downer.
Yeah.
We're sending good thoughts.
Thank you.
To the RAV4.
These are the moments, though, that I remember that, like, yes, on paper, I am an adult, but I'm just a girl. Like, I don't.
Yes.
Insurance.
Oh, the worst. The
police report and, like, all of these words. Deductible. And
I'm going to confess something. I still don't really get what a deductible is for any insurance.
All of that is like
people say, hi, deductible. Have you met your deductible?
Hi, nice to meet you.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I think I kind of have an idea, but maybe that's it. We need to be writing this down. That's another resolution.
We are going to learn about insurance in 2026.
Okay. So in 2026, what was my first one I said? What did I want to do? Oh, I don't remember. Hmm. Okay. I wrote down
slippers.
Slippers. Okay. Less slippers, more deductibles. That's what we're going to figure out going into the new year.
I'm sure we have some listeners that are just cringing right now at this conversation.
Message us. If you can explain it.
Layman's terms.
Yes. That's what.
Explain it to me like I'm 10.
Maybe we should have a guest come on.
Oh.
To like,
that's a good idea.
Lay it out for everyone, because there might be others out there who don't really get it either.
I hope there are. I was on Reddit last night trying to learn about insurance claims and whatnot, and I'm like, what? That's kind of a niche corner of the internet.
Very,
you know?
Niche. Well, and it's just one of those things that it's just another task to deal with now during a very busy season.
Tasks are out. In 2020, I'm over
no
tasks.
More tasks. I will say, though, rounding it all out, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Because that is scary and could be very different.
It was.
Worse outcome. Scary.
But yeah, thank you. We're all good. No one was hurt. So Yeah, you got, hey, keep it 10 and 2 out there on the road.
You
and
have
you
to.
Know what? I'm running maybe use passes. Your turn signal because that's why they're there.
My sister kind of got in a terrible, she was okay, thankfully, but also in, on 465 in Indianapolis where mm-hmm. someone hit the side of her car and she ended up upside down. She was totally fine. She wow. walked away, but yeah, it was.
Shakes you up.
It does.
Big time.
Yeah. Even just getting rear-ended can be mm-hmm. frightening if it's even low yeah. impact. So, yeah.
465, it's like the Indy 500.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun plans ahead for 2026? Are you going to the Indy 500? Anything big like that?
I would love to go to the Indy 500. And my birthday always falls around that weekend. Mm-hmm. And I am turning 30. So that could be a fun way
to
ring in the next decade.
At the Indy 500.
I think I've shared this on the pod before, but my 21st birthday was on the day of the Indy 500.
And you went?
Sources say.
Were you in the snake pit?
I don't think so.
I've never set foot in the snake pit.
Yeah, it seems really scary.
It was a lot of electronic music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's intense.
It's like the cool kids.
It was a good experience. I'll be so honest. I was taken home from the Indy 500 before the race ended.
It's a long race.
It is. I had a t-shirt too that I wrote on with a Sharpie, like 21st birthday and thirsty, which is just ridiculous.
Hey.
And I'm glad that that hasn't, you know, I don't know, deterred people from hiring me. But so people were just like handing me beers and
that's the place to celebrate. Yeah.
Anyway, maybe this year could be my redemption story.
Mm-hmm. A classy Indy 500.
Ooh,
we'd love to see it.
A demure Indy 500.
Yes.
What's on your list? Where you, well, you're going to Italy. Yes. That's, we're pretty excited.
Yes. We're very excited about that because we've been planning that trip for a long time. So, I'm in my vacation planning mode right now.
Is this going to be like relaxing or adventure? Probably a week, 2 weeks.
The way that I travel is not relaxing. So,
okay.
We're going for about 10 days and we're on the move.
Okay.
We've got places to see. My husband's family is from Italy, like his great grandparents. So he's never been to Italy, but we're sort of going to,
wow.
you know, where his family is from. And, yeah, we're going to Rome, Naples, and staying in that region. So,
oh my gosh.
And I've never been either. Yeah. So, yeah, we're planning that right now. And other than that, in 2026, I'm just kind of trying to keep moving, you know.
One foot in front of the other, girl.
We were talking about resolutions on Sunrise this morning. And whenever we talk about resolutions on TV, mm-hmm. we show video of people in the gym.
Yeah.
Right? That's like always the B-roll.
Yeah.
And I had seen on TikTok where someone had said, my resolution was to eat more pastries. And I said, I like that. The gym, love
yeah.
exercise, and we should mm-hmm. all be, you know, moving our bodies to the yeah. best of our abilities. But let's eat more pastries. That's a low stakes.
No one is talking
resolution.
About eating more pastries. Or not enough people are.
More people need to be
yeah.
talking about it.
That's a great.
So I know I just said I've eaten way too many cookies, but maybe once the new year hits, I'll be on my pastry game.
I love that. You should make pastries too.
And that's like,
I could see that for
good,
you.
A good endeavor as well.
Yeah.
To kind of maybe work on a hobby.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies you want to try in 2026?
Not really a hobby I want to try, but I told you all, our listeners, before Christmas that my mom and I were working on these stockings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we didn't finish them. We bit off more than we could chew. It's been 2 years now that we have not finished these stockings, and the family is starting to think that maybe they aren't even real. So
you're talking a big game.
Yeah, we have to finish the stockings this year. So I'm not, last year, my mistake was I put them away after Christmas and didn't get them back out until mm-hmm. October. Okay. They're staying out until they're done.
You need to keep your eyes on them.
Got to keep my eye. They have to be, yes, like in my eyesight, in my living mm-hmm. room, somewhere where I can see them all the time.
Totally.
Keep a little eye on them. So that's something that I want to be working on. I have big plans for 2026.
What are your other big plans?
I'm purging. I'm I am getting organized.
I love that.
I'm getting rid of stuff.
Nice.
I have just been collecting junk. Well, not more than any other person. I'm not like actively collecting junk.
But it does get, sometimes if you're like, I always notice it when I've moved apartments or houses.
Yes.
Is how do we accumulate
so much stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been a couple years since I like went through everything. Mm-hmm. And I have a basement in my rental home, which is a double-edged sword because it's great to have that storage space. But I have filled that sucker up.
Can I come help you?
Sure.
I want to help you purge.
Yeah. Get in there. Get in there. So I'm purging. I'm trying to get more organized. We just have a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we, generally speaking, yes. People have a lot of stuff. So that's part of my goal.
Okay, I love that.
And drink more water, you know. Mm-hmm.
Always good.
I would love, I've been working on this for a couple decades now. I would love to become a morning person.
You could watch sunrise.
Maybe that's my gateway drug.
It's hard though, because you kind of work a different schedule. Your hours aren't the typical 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in you. When you say morning person, you just want to meet up by 7.
If I could get up even 30 minutes earlier, the bar is so low. If I could wake up even 30 minutes earlier, mm-hmm. just to sit on the couch and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I am always running late. I am always scrambling. And I think a lot of that could be solved if I just got my butt out of bed a little earlier.
It's hard though.
It's hard.
Whenever people talk about implementing a morning routine, I'm like, oh, I should do that. But I literally get up at 2:30 in the morning. So
you have like the most regimented morning routine, arguably.
Well, I guess it is kind of regimented, but there's no room for any error. This morning I couldn't find my car keys and I was starting to panic because my makeup was in my locked vehicle. Oh. And I thought, well, I could take my husband's car to work if I have to, but that doesn't have my makeup in it.
Your husband doesn't wear makeup.
So it was 3:07. I got to leave the house. I'm running around.
You guys go on air at 4:30?
Yeah. I'm at work by 3:30, mm-hmm. but I was running around the house. I remembered where I put the keys. So, but
where were they?
In a coat pocket.
Of course.
That I had put them in last night. So,
well, you know. Your makeup looks great, so.
Thank you. I worry, the thing, I've never had to go on air without makeup. Mm. Like, I've never left my makeup at home before. Yeah. And it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It really, truly wouldn't, but it's sort of a safety.
Oh, for sure.
Blanket. Safety blanket? Is that a?
Security blanket?
Security blanket. It is that for us.
Yeah.
So.
I've had to rush on air with a lot less makeup on. So mm-hmm. I kind of do my makeup in like two phases at work. I have like what you see right now. I've got, you know, the eyeliner, some foundation. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I really need a haircut.
Close up.
Ooh. I do like that makeup mm-hmm. when I'm going to work. But then before I anchor, you kind of have to put more on because
totally.
The lights are a little harsh. But I've had to run on with a lot less makeup. You know, I've been out in weather mm-hmm. coverage or whatever. And even then I feel very exposed.
Vulnerable.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
And maybe people have stopped doing this, but you know, like when you're wearing less makeup than usual or you're not wearing any makeup and people will say,
are you okay?
You look sick. I don't know why people do that.
I can't think of anything more offensive.
I know.
You look ill. What's wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, someone said that I think to my mom one time at church when I was a kid and it just stuck with me because
it's kind of mean.
It's kind of mean.
It's kind of mean.
Yeah.
Almost the same as the, like, you look so tired. Are you tired? You look so tired.
Which it's like, well, I probably am. Thanks. I'm going to write that down. More compliments.
Ooh.
Less. Less. What's the opposite of insults?
Mm.
Less insults for
That's
2026.
A good one.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this idea of micro resolutions?
No.
Okay.
Tell me more.
I think maybe this could help us.
Okay.
I have like a frog in my throat.
Get it out.
Let me just.
I think
Ooh.
At this point of recording hot mic, we're not trying to be too
My voice
fancy.
Is really, man, maybe I need to shut up more. Okay. Micro resolutions. I read about this a couple years ago and I guess the thought behind it is that people make resolutions for the new year and they're aiming so high, mm-hmm. they're going big. Inevitably, you can't get to all of your resolutions, or they don't stick through the whole year. I mean, that's incredible if they do. And kudos to people that can stick with a resolution for 12 months. But then a lot of times, like, if you've given up on one resolution, you know, you give up on the rest. You know how it goes.
It's a snowball effect.
A snowball. Mm-hmm. Micro resolutions. Okay, you come up with a dozen bad habits and or things that you would just like to improve on.
Okay.
And you assign each one to a different month. So the thinking is, if you kind of lay the foundation, lay the groundwork, and you can do this for mm-hmm. a month, maybe it'll stick and you can continue. Now, these aren't really like the big, huge resolutions like, you know, I want to lose
50 pounds.
Yeah. It's more like, okay, I want a clean sink when I go to bed every night. Like, I'm going to do the dishes.
I love that.
Or, you know, I want to read a few pages of a book, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And you assign one to each month. And I guess it's kind of like doing dry January, you know, or
totally.
Like, if you can avoid drinking for a month, you can probably
keep going,
do it for 2 months, and so on and so forth. So,
wow,
micro resolutions.
And sometimes you just have to start. Sometimes and kind of gain that confidence that you can
totally. And I think when I read this article, it said like put the easiest one in January. Like,
that's smart.
Maybe something you've already kind of been working on, something mm-hmm. that's going to be really easy to work into your routine. So, look at me dropping knowledge.
I love that. I feel inspired.
Good.
That's really good. I will have to think of my micro resolutions.
Mm-hmm. So we'll check in with each other.
We will do that.
Definitely. Speaking of resolutions in the gym, though, which this episode will come out after New Year's mm-hmm. Day. Jason Candy, one of our longtime photographers, yes. we love him. He's like a workout freak. Like, he goes to the gym at 3 a.m.
every day, right?
Every day.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, he works a normal shift. He doesn't need to get up that early. But
he must like the peace and quiet at the gym.
I guess so. But he kind of volunteered me to do the New Year's Day gym, what's happening at the YMCA story.
So you're going to go.
I will be at the gym January 1st.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I told him I'll film him doing the workouts and stuff.
he can be our B-roll.
Yeah.
I think people always kind of, that's a generalization. I think sometimes you hear people kind of talk down about people who are in the gym in the new year. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe people who haven't really worked out before. They're new to fitness, or maybe they're getting back into it. And I think we should be encouraging to anyone who's going to the gym. Mm-hmm. You know, even if they're doing it on the very cliche New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But we all need a fresh start sometimes.
Yeah. And maybe it's less intimidating because you know that there are other people same boat. And a lot of gyms have specials and deals in January.
And gyms can be intimidating.
Definitely.
So let's be encouraging.
Hey, add that to the list. Be encouraging
to people at the gym.
And also just like stay in your lane, you know?
Totally.
If somebody wants to be there and working out, let them do their thing.
We have a really good list going.
What do we have so far?
Less slippers, deductibles, less tasks, more compliments, less insults. That kind of goes along with being encouraging. So we're doing it. We're doing good.
Okay.
We also wanted to talk today about maybe kind of reflect on some of the favorite stories.
Yeah.
We did. And I know you have one.
I do. And I'm getting ready to piece together our big LEX18 review of 2025. So I've been
looking back at all the big stories.
Yeah. And we covered a lot of bad news this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of things.
I saw your list, your sort of brainstorming list. It was a lot.
Yeah. A lot of just natural disasters, a lot of crime, a lot of really, really sad stuff. Mm-hmm. But we also covered some really fun stuff. And my favorite story of the year, maybe since I've been here at LEX18.
It was a good one.
The drunk raccoon.
Yes.
I think we talked about it on our first episode, maybe. This story is just like crazy to me. It's so Kentucky.
It was so cute.
It was really fun to put together. If you missed it, just search drunk raccoon LEX18 on Google and you'll find it. But the gist was, in Letcher County. I think it's Letcher County. Oh, gosh.
I think so.
I think it's Letcher. The health department is right next to a distillery, and the distillery has a dumpster in its parking lot. They had tossed out some fermented peaches.
As the distillery does.
As you would.
Yeah.
And a little family of raccoons sniffs it out, decides to investigate, gets into said dumpster, and the mom made it out. One of the babies made it out, but the other baby raccoon was drowning. Couldn't get out. And had gotten a little drunk.
Consumed.
Yeah, was like face down in this fermented peach water in this dumpster. Really sad. Okay, so as this is happening, the mom raccoon is freaking out, running around the parking lot. Doesn't know
that's
what to
scary.
Do. I know, it's so sad. And a nurse, Misty Combs, at the Letcher County Health Department. I feel like I need to fact check that because I'm going to feel bad if it's the wrong one. Anyway, Misty is at work. She sees this raccoon freaking out in the parking lot. She goes to check it out, realizes there is a baby raccoon in the dumpster, and she just reaches in with her bare hand and picks this raccoon up by the tail and then realizes that it has passed out. It's unconscious because presumably all of the booze that has gotten
peach.
Into you. And so she does chest compressions, does CPR to bring this raccoon back to life.
That's amazing that it worked.
Amazing that it worked. And the story had a happy ending because they called animal control and a local vet, and they got the raccoon all sobered up. And then a couple of days later, returned it to that parking lot and released it. They let Misty release it back into the wild so he could go find his family.
I hope his mom is okay.
I'm sure she's a little traumatized. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the story gained so much traction online. I mean, just
totally.
One of those stories.
All over the country.
You read the headline, you're like, what? A drunk raccoon? And she was invited, Misty, the nurse, was invited to go on the Jennifer Hudson show.
That's
in
amazing.
LA. Yeah.
So she got flown out there.
She got flown out there.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
So
she got
fun.
To share her story. And it is
represent.
Silly. Yeah, yeah. It's a silly story. It makes you laugh, but man, what a genuine person with a big heart
yes.
who sees an animal in need and just, I don't know, sticks her hand in a dumpster and grabs a raccoon. Are you putting that on the list?
Just like more helping animals in 2026.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are there any stories that stick out in your mind that were fun to cover this year or special?
Yeah. Well, I really liked when we do our spotlight series. Those are always fun. Michael Burke and I got to anchor the spotlight on Richmond.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed doing that series. I also, Hannah, our director, reminded me of our, spooky sunrise, which I really like doing every October.
Such a good segment.
The Nada Tunnel one was especially fun. I'd never been there before I did that story, so that was really cool to go check that out and learn about its lore.
Ooh.
So really, I kind of like our just various segments that we do at LEX 18 every year. I think those are fun, and I really like the stories that allow us to go into communities and check out what's cool, sort of the positive features.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kind of reminds you why you got into news.
Totally.
When you get to connect with people and
you get to meet so many awesome people.
You really do. That's the best part about this job, I would say.
Yeah, it's fun.
And we love hearing from those people.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, they reach out and say, oh, you know, like you should come to our community or, you know, you featured this and that was really special. So
people in Kentucky have a lot of community pride.
Yes. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that for sure.
Like they really want to show off their towns. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. And we are continuing the Spotlight series in 2026. So
yes.
We're going to be coming to more communities and doing more
town.
Fun features. If you see us out there filming, come say hi.
I hope they let us do it together. It's always fun when Megan and I get to
it
anchor one together.
Hey, Spotlight's for the girlies.
It totally
isn't
is.
It?
And so is Hot Mike.
Yes.
Hopefully we have more good stories to tell in 2026 and for Hot Mic, I'm hoping to get a lot more fun interviews on here.
Yeah. And we want to hear from you. Who do you want us to interview? Who do you want to learn more about? What should we talk about and discuss? We're a little loosey goosey over here at Hot Mic. You know, we don't have this grand game plan drawn out. So we're always looking for ideas.
Yes. We would like to hear from you. Let us know if you have any segment ideas.
Oh, that could be fun.
Or I really think that this deductible topic is something that we could dig into. I'm selfish.
We could probably have a whole podcast just about like adult stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 32, a month into being 32, and I still don't really feel like when I was a kid, my mom had me when she was 24 years old, and I'm far past that. And I don't know how, like, sometimes I think about people who have kids in their early 20s, and I could barely take care of myself in my early 20s. So, yeah.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. You know, I had my 10-year reunion over Thanksgiving, and a lot of my classmates have multiple children, and we don't even know what deductible means.
I wonder if they know what deductible means.
I hope so. If you have children, I feel like you should know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out for 2026.
We've got big goals and dreams for 2026.
We're keeping them low.
Yeah.
Low stakes.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, hey, to our listeners and our viewers.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging with us. Send us some ideas.
Yeah.
What do you love? What do you want to hear less of? We're open.
They'll probably just say you too.
Get some new hosts. You know, we are open to feedback. Just be nice about it, please.
Yeah. I can't believe this is our first episode of 2026.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be good.
This is our year, Evie.
I think so.
I'm feeling really good about it.
I am too.
All right. Well, happy new year. Thank you to everybody for tagging along. I always look at the wrong camera for this. Hannah,
that's
which one is
another resolution.
It? Put
look
that on the
at
list.
Right camera.
The right. Okay. It's that one. All righty. Thank you for spending 45 minutes with us here on Hot Mic each week. We so appreciate it. And hey, we'll be back next week with some good content.
Cheers.
Cheers to 2026. All right, we'll see you next time.